wanna give an actual. Tryna speak. I just wanna give an actual. What are your requirements? Fallen shrines, the survivors cry entitlement. I see you all with the proprietary chapel as example one. I does my thing for none. You've never seen me for the things I always hoped you would. Clue me in if you will. I done spilled everything, even mopping up the sea.
Hey guys. Welcome back to another episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that gives you the three best things in life: weed, chicks, and vibes. So, what up, dudes? Okay, so starting off, I am going to be smoking some The Plug, called it Skittles, and from the comparison with Leafly, that is the name of it. It is Z-K-I-T-T-L-E-S, because you know how to spell Skittles with a Z. I rolled it up in this cheap-ass Dutch Master 3 for 2 that I got from the corner store because, hey, I'm a broke college student and that's how shit goes. All right, don't judge me. So, this episode is going to be about... I wish I had, like, the real sound effect. It would sound so much more better than my weak-ass voice. But we're going to be talking about sexual assault and sexual harassment in our society today. And I'm not talking about, you know, everyday sexual assault. Even though that happens, it's very prevalent. It's something that we really need to stop. I'm talking about sexual assault in the entertainment industry. So, the other day, let me take a pull. Hold on. What's the point? Oh, yeah. Don't forget to get y'all bones, blunts, and light, and joints. And light them shits up and listen on in to the conversation. I hope you guys can hear me. Hope so. So yeah. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. I do have to say one thing about this strain before we continue our conversation. Never had it before. This is my first time trying Skittles. And you know, in Jersey, you don't really get a lot of crazy freaking sounding, unless you get it from like a real medical marijuana like person and they're selling it to you. You're not thought to get like the cool name freaking strains. But this one, I was like, let me Leafly this shit, because y'all know Leafly. Hello, shout out to Leafly. Y'all need to freaking give me my promo, because I'm out here giving everybody y'all addy, basically. Anyway, God, this is why I have no friends. But anyway, Leafly, and it was like everybody was saying it was a really different kind of strain, and I'll give you that. It does have a different, peculiar taste. It tastes sweet. It doesn't taste like weed. It tastes like Kay the Real was in here, spoke with me earlier, and she was like, it tastes like cake. I don't know. But it was a cool strain, but this cheap ass, stale ass Dutch Master I got, and I wish I had it in the backwood, but you know, guys, as I said before, your girl is muy broke, and I am not. Backwood. My bank account is not at backwood status. It's more so at four for a dollar hype cigarillos. But I can afford three for two Dutch Masters, so that's what we're rolling in. But anyway, back to our conversation. So the other day I was scrolling through Instagram, as I always am, to get you guys the latest news. And on our Hollywood Unlocked was doing a story on Bill Cosby, right? We've all heard about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby has been in the news since I have been in school. Since my sophomore year of school, Bill Cosby has been in the news. I'm not sure if that's an accurate fact. Do not quote me and do not take that statistic to heart. But he's been in the news for, as everyone knows by now, sexual assault. And it's that he was a proven rapist for his many some odd years that he was famous in Hollywood. This whole time this man has been raping and sexually assaulting women using drugs and drugging them. And when it first came out, I remember I was just like, nah, not Bill. I mean, I think every black person was like that. Like, nah, not Bill Cosby. Nah. Like, no. Because, you know, we grew up as he's an icon that we talk about on Black History Month. Like, this is a man that everyone talks about. And so when it first came out, it was kind of like, wow. Nah. No way. But as more and more details came out, as everyone saw, with all the women that came forward, it's kind of like, yeah, maybe you did it, you know? And I kind of been accepted that he did it and that he needs to face the justice that he deserves. So, reason I bring him up today is because he has had his recent pretrial, because remember he got acquitted for the first time, when now they're retrying him for it. And a protester came out at the retrial and ran up to Bill Cosby as he was going into the courthouse and freaking did a protest, like, basically. But the thing is, the reason that she made news is because she was half naked, she had no shirt on, no bra, and she had a bunch of words written across her, like women and the names of the different women he raped. And, like, stuff like that. And then later on, after everyone's like, who the fuck is this lady that's running out here half naked with people's words and, like, names on them, you know? It came out that this chick used to be on The Cosby Show. She was Rudy's freaking best friend in the show. And I guess it comes out that she must really, really, really... Like, in my head, I feel like she must have been through some traumatic experience with Bill Cosby. That's what I'm thinking off bat when I read this. Like, I wonder if she was traumatized by him in some way, like sexually assaulted or sexually harassed. And the fact that she came forward with this. Because that's the first question in my head, is why does she feel the need to do this? And secondly, I mean, can you blame her? 50, 60 women, hello? I would be out here protesting my damn self if I knew him and it came out that he was fucking harassing or sexually assaulting women for 30 some odd years. I would freaking protest, but probably not the way she did it, you know? But I would protest, definitely. But her name is Nicole Rochelle. Or Nicole? I don't know. She has two L's in her first name, so I'm sitting here trying to figure it the fuck out. Nicole Raquel, something like that. Nicole, I don't know. IDK. I don't know how you say her name, but she used to be on The Cosby Show. Yeah. And it's really sad, you know? Because lately, with all the whole things, like, in the industry, like, as you guys know, I'm a women in gender studies major, so hello, this is my forte. But recently in the entertainment industry, it's kind of been like, bruh, like, why is it that regular, schmegular, degular actors, even actresses that we thought the world of as a public, all of a sudden, these stories are coming out and they're involved in these horrendous scandals that deal with sexual harassment and sexual assault on women. And it's like, they abuse the power they have because they know that they're these women that want to come and want to get famous. They come to Hollywood, they want to be the next big star, and they take advantage of these women. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, when I was younger, what I have thought 20 years from me first seeing a Bill Cosby show episode, that I would have saw Bill Cosby being tried and convicted almost, we got acquitted, for fucking rape? Did I think that? For 30 years though. That's the crazy part about it. Homeboy been doing this since the 70s. The 70s was his first reported rape. Bro. Can't even say reported because the woman never reported it. And that's the crazy part. Like, how can a man have that much power? Like, I'm not a man hater. Don't do that. You know, I'm a feminist, but I'm no man hater. But how can a man have that much arrogance and power to believe that he could go 30 full years without getting arrested for raping and hurting and physically assaulting a woman? That's what shocked me about the whole damn thing. When they said he's been doing this since the 70s, this man was an icon in the public eye. And no one suspected this man of being a serial rapist. Ugh. That's what's fucked up in society today, bro. Mm-hmm. Because, like, bro, regular, degular, schmegular people in the street could be like that. Like, you see them, they look innocent, angelic. You never think they hurt a fly. But these people could be serial killers, rapists, murderers. You never freaking know. But yeah, the whole thing with Bill Cosby was mad wild. I think it took me like at least two, three months. And I'm gonna be honest, 2-3 months for me to believe that Bill Cosby raped the women. Cause well, here I am, you know, 20 years. 20 years. This man was an angel. All of a sudden you got 60, 70 women coming out of the woodwork saying this man raped me. Wild. Next, though, another story that I found when I was going through my source of news, Instagram, was that a diplomat was accused of watching child porn inside the Vatican. Now, you know you're going to hell. You know you're going to hell. Ain't no way you are watching, you are a pedophile. In the church. You a pedophile in the church. That ain't the first time that's ever happened. Let's be honest. Catholic Church has had some issues with pedophiles in the past, so let's be honest. This nigga was a U.S. Canadian. And he was in the Vatican beating his cell phone to some child porn. I don't understand. It was in Ontario, Canada, and he was a freaking a servant of the Vatican. And he was a diplomat visiting Canada, and he was caught watching child porn. I mean, I don't know, people. I guess all I can say is be safe. Be on your P's and Q's. Especially women and children. Like, it's so sad that that's something that you have to watch out for in our society today. Is that, like, if you're a woman or a child, you are looked at in a vulnerable position. You get me? You feel me? Like, you're looked at like you're weaker than the average male. And so that's why I feel like a lot of offenders are men, because of the fact that they feel as though they're ingrained to believe they're stronger than all. You know? So crazy. Like, wild as fuck. But, yeah. Sorry to down you, you know, while we're smoking. But, yeah, I felt like I needed to keep it a little 100. You know, I seen some stuff recently about the sexual assault, the whole hashtag MeToo shit. Like, I felt like I needed to talk about it. Like, hello. Like, this is shit that happens in the daily lives. And, like, don't know. You gotta deal with it sometimes. But yeah. But all right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me once again. I'm halfway through the month. I'm still debating in my head whether or not I'm going to continue this session in the episode or if I should end it, but pretty sure I'm about to end it. So yeah, catch you guys next time, and just remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that fucking mind sparked. You heard?